The Millwood Logistics Aurelia Terriers U15 team presented two charities with checks for $4,000 on the weekend. With funds raised through hosting the U15A Ontario Hockey Federation, OHF, Championship Tournament in April, Terriers players choose to help Mariposa House Hospice and Special Olympics Aurelia. Terriers defenseman Kyson Campbell says Mariposa House Hospice holds a special place in his heart. "My grandma was at Mariposa House Hospice when she had cancer a couple of years ago," he said. "They did a great job and let us see her while COVID was happening." Mariposa House Hospice board member John Mayo says he is proud of the Terriers and their initiative. "We are thrilled," he said. "The money will go locally to the 5-bed residential hospice that we have here in Aurelia." Mayo says Mariposa House Hospice is only partially government-funded, which makes fundraising a top priority. "Money from other sources is much needed," he said. "It allows us to keep end-of-life care right here in Aurelia." Campbell says Special Olympics is another charity that means a lot to the team. "It's important to us that everybody has a chance to have fun," he said. "Everybody should have the opportunities to be active and play sports." Special Olympics coach Linda Wilkie Ellis says receiving a donation from youth is special. "It's nice to know that they see the need," she said. "It's wonderful that they want people of all abilities to have the same opportunities. Sometimes, people with intellectual disabilities are left on the sideline because of financial barriers," Wilkie Ellis says. "Donations like this allow more athletes the chance to play sports," she said. Campbell says hosting the OHF tournament is something he will remember for the rest of his life. He says he's proud of what his team accomplished on and off the ice. "It was amazing," he said. "It felt like such a big deal, and it allowed us to spend a lot of time together as a team." The Terriers also donated $600 to the Mike Dodd Foundation, which was established in memory of the local journalist to help local youth by reducing the cost of playing minor hockey.